Wednesday the 22nd of August, Rabbi Yoel Kahn in Yonah Yoma.
Shut up. Paul, HaKadosh Hazeh, he was there, Kilo is HaKadosh Hazeh. We've got a mix here of representatives from different Kehillahs. We'll start off with a little chapel, which starts off in Yonah Yoma, and then we'll fit in a little bit of Rosh from Mitzvah Shem. The Gemara starts off in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, in the bottom of Daf Tezayin Omed Aleph. It says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says, Loma Toikim Barosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara says, Loma Toikim. Why do we blow? Rachmana Omar. The Torah says, Tiku, blow. Elo Loma Marien. Why do we blow a teruah as opposed to a tekiah? Rachmana Omar. Rachmana says, Zichron teruah. It's quite obvious. The Torah says, Zichron teruah. Elo Loma Toikim Umarien Kashem Yoishvin. The Toikim Umarien Kashem Oindin. But why do we blow teruah and tekiah when sitting, and why do we blow tekiahs and teruahs when standing? There seems to be a lot of tekiahs and a lot of teruahs. Tekiahs to miyushav and tekiahs to mu'umad. The main tekiahs, whether it's 9 or 30 sounds, there was a drasha earlier this week about exactly how many sounds the Torah requires. The main tekiahs are the ones which are central to the theme of Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars. That means those tekiahs to mu'umad, which we do in the Chazorat Shat, and those are the main tekiahs of Rosh Hashanah. Why the extra ones, the tekiahs to miyushav, the ones that precede Musaf, which we do have a minute to stand, but Me'ike Adin, one could sit. Those seems to be an extension, those seems to be extra tekiahs and teruahs. Why do we need so many? The miyushav as well as the mu'umad. Says the Gemara, Kedei la'arvei v'sa sotan, in order to confuse the sotan. The sotan's whole power will crumble when he's when the Baruch Hashem sees the chibuv of mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has, he stands no chance. That's why we are taking the Marian, Oimdim and Yoshim. We have so many tekiahs on Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting how Rabbi Yitzchok continues. He says, you know what? You've got to take this takana chazal, not just a minute, the Tikkun of Chazal of so many of the ribui of tekiahs and teruahs, not only the mu'umad but also the miyushav, it's got to be taken so seriously that Rabbi Yitzchok says, Kol shana, any year, she'ein toikim lo b'tchilata, merien lo b'sofa. It's not just playing around, it's not a play on words. Teruah, merien, you can also have a different type of teruah. It says, Oh, Rabbi Yitzchok, Kol shana, she'ein toikim lo b'tchilata. Imagine you had a year that you didn't bother with a full-blown tekiah shofar at the beginning of the year. You only did the main tekiah, but you didn't do the extra one that show a chibur of the mitzvah today, la'arav v'sasotam, says the Ritva. It says, Marian lo b'sofar, never at the end of the year you're going to end up blowing a different type of teruah, as explained in detail in the Sefer Tanis, that this tragedy that comes along, then you're going to have to blow teruah when you have taniyos, to be ma'or the olam tshuva. So if you don't do your tekiah seriously at the beginning of the year, that means with the extended tekiahs, the miyushav and the umat, then marian law the soifa. My time, and you know why? It's about irva v'satan. Unfortunately, he didn't manage to confuse the satan, and he still holds his hand high. Very interesting. The Sfasana says, why did the Gemara get so excited about why so many tekiahs and teruahs? The Gemara gives an answer. You know, if you look in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph on the base, it says that there were people in Yerushalayim who held the lulavim kol hayoyim. It says over there, Mem Aleph on the base in Sukkah. It's such an incredible love for the mitzvah. Rabbi Loza Batzadik Oymer, Kachayim in Hogan Shal Anshin Yerushalayim, Odom Yotzim at Yisrael, the Minag of the Anshin Yerushalayim, a person go out of his house, Lelova Biyodoy, Vahoylech Lebesa Knesset, Lelova Biyodoy, Kaira Kriya Shema Mispalel, Lelova Biyodoy, Kaira Batoira, Venoisius Kapov, so he's going to do Duchning, Mitzchen every day, talking like myself, Nanicho Gabriel Karka, he put it from a safe, Hoylech Havaka Choylem, Unanachem Avelim, Lelova Biyodoy, Nichnas Lebesa Medrash, Meshagi Lelova Biyodoy, Biyad Tanoi, the Adadu, the Adshluchai, like a Mashalon, the Diachal Kamahai was risen by the mitzvahs. If it says Zarez Mitzvah, they couldn't help but hold the lulav as much as possible during the day. So Sfasana says, so we are already acquainted with a ribui and a mitzvah. Why does the Gemara ask over here, Lomba Toikim Uriyam Kiyoshim, why do we have such a ribui of Tzkiyos and Rosh Hashanah? Sfasana says, well, there it might have been just one time, but here it's a Tekona, it becomes compulsory, it's not just a minute. All of Kai Shoal expects the blue. 9:30 extends to 100. That's why the Gemara over here makes the fuss and says, why do we have so many? So the Gemara says, K'tei la'arvev es nasokon. Even Pshutim Shabbam, everybody in Klai Yisrael is expected to hear, if possible, 100 koilas. The Tosis over here says something very interesting. Tokim and Mariam, so many tekiyas tema hoks ko'ovar mishum bal Tosis. Isn't there a problem of the over bal tois? There's a certain requirement of the Torah. Is it 9? Is it 30? That's the absolute field. So many tefillos, you're over on bal tois, says the Gemara. Gemara says tois. Tois says, no problem at all. Do you know why? We say, the in shayach bal tois ba'asiyas mitzvah achas beis pa'omim. It's not shayach bal tois when a person does a mitzvah, one mitzvah, twice. I can do a mitzvah as often as I like. Going koyin im mevorech v'choyin im mevorech oisit tzibur atzmai. Koyin, once again, he's done birchas koyinim, and then he does birchas koyinim again. He can do it quite a few times in a day. If a person does a mitzvah achas based on, that's not called bal tosis. I'll give you an example of bal tosis. If a person has got birchas koyinim, he's supposed to say 15 words, 3 psukim, and then he adds afterwards, he says, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, as a shayla, if somebody comes up to you, says shkoyach, like they do, he says, borotia. There's a shayla. That one word is considered bal tosis. That's called bal tosis. But to do a mitzvah twice, that's not called bal tosis. To blow the shofar, you're welcome as much as you like, and birchas koyanim as often as you like, that's not called bal tosis. That's tosis heteros. The Rashba says, he quotes tosis, and he says, you don't have to come on to this business of a person does a mitzvah twice. Rashba says, Bal Tosis is when a person is Moisif Me'atmoy, of his own accord, he adds something, he extends a mitzvah. However, over here, the Gemara says, you know why? Kedei la'arav v'sotin, if there's a tzorech, if there's a tam la'dovor, why you do something in an extended form, there's no problem of Bal Tosis. That's what the Rashba says. A person who is Moisif Me'atmoy, that's called Bal Tosis. Of his own accord, for no reason, he extends a mitzvah. As a person has been instructed by Chazal, it says, Lo yisotu min adova she yagidu lecho yom in esmoil. It says, even further, Chazal say, yeah, Lo yisotu, and therefore a person has got to listen to the Chachamim, if the Chachamim give a reason why he has to do extended teruah and tekiyah, that is not the problem of Lo yisotu. It seems from here, if bal tosis. That's right. That is the Rashba. We've got tosis. There's a person who does a mitzvah based for omin. That's not called bal tosis. If you extend one mitzvah, yes, that's something else. Whereas the Rashba says if a person has got a reason to do it, because Chazal told him to do so, and therefore that is not the problem of bal tosis. It comes along. The Rashba says, I've got a proof. Bal Tosis, the opposite, composite, is Bal Tigla. A person who's got Chachomim will come along and say, do you know what? When Rosh Hashanah is Chaliyos to Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, then you're not supposed to blow the shofar. Shema Yeilech Eitzel Boki. The person laughs in a panic, how do I blow this? How do I blow that note? He's going to go to Boki. He might be carrying it Arba Amos to Sarabim. And therefore, Chachomim say, you're not going to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Are you going to say that's Bal Tigla? Of course not, there's a reason, there's a Tam Ladovar. And therefore, just like when the Chachamim give a Tam Ladovar, therefore there's no problem of Loi Sigra, so likewise when there's a Tam Ladovar, there's no problem of Bal Tosis. Al Pi HaTorah SheYorucha, it says in Shaisim last, etc., according to the Torah, that the Chachamim instruct you, they give you a reason to do more, that's not Bal Tosis, they give you a reason to do less. For example, unfortunately you can't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchalias Shabbos, and therefore you're not going to do that mitzvah. Comes along the Tzur Evan, the famous Shagat Arya, and he says, according to the Rashba, it seems that if a person misses out a mitzvah for no reason at all, see over here we just had an example, a person's not going to blow the shofar because you've got Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyot Shabbos. So according to the Rashba, if a person is not going to do a mitzvah for no reason at all, he's over Baal Tigra. He says that's what the Rashba seems to hold. I'm not going to do a mitzvah just because I'm not going to do it. There's no tana dava, there's no tzarech, there's no need. A person is over Baal Tigra just for not having done a mitzvah. That seems very, very interesting, the Torah then says. That means, besides being over and being mevatel and asei, I neglected to do a mitzvah today, I've been over and Baal Tigra, according to Rashba, because I neglected to do a mitzvah. So I've been megareah from the mitzvahs of Hashem. So you know what? There's machlokas with the lav she'en bo ma'aseh, you get malchus or not. According to those who say lav she'en bo ma'aseh, you do get malchus. That means a person who doesn't do a mitzvah, not only is he going to say, he's going to get then malchus for not having done a mitzvah today. We never find any Tana or Amoira who suggests that. So he's got a very great difficulty with the Rashba. So according to your Rashba, a person who doesn't do a mitzvah today has also been over Baal Tigra. There are opinions that say lav she'en v'aseh, you do get malchus. Who has heard of somebody not getting malchus because you didn't put on tefillin today? You're over v'aseh, nebuch, you missed out doing mitzvah today. But you're going to get malchus, we don't find. Therefore, I don't understand the Rashba says the Torah Evan. How can you say that you're over Baal Tigra for having been mevatel mitzvah today for no reason? The Aruch Haner actually brings a very interesting sugya, which is both in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah. It's holding about mitzvahs tzuchas kavana or not, machlokas whether the mitzvahs requires kavana or not. And he talks about a person who is yoshein bashmini. We eat in the Sukkah and Shmini, so many of us, some don't. But a person who is yoshein bashmini, the Gemara says, yilokeh, there's not much kavana if a person's asleep. So according to Manda Omar, mitzvahs aim suchas kavanah. Therefore you're going to be performing a mitzvah when you're asleep inside the sukkah. So a person who dafka sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and the Gemara says maybe Yilokeh you should get malchus. According to Rashba, says the Aruch Haner, we must be talking about a ben chutz la'aretz, a ben eretz Yisrael. Do you know why? Because a ben chutz la'aretz, you can't say he's over on Baal Tosis because he's got a reason to sleep in the sukkah perhaps on Shmini Atzeres, whereas a ben eretz Yisrael has got no reason at all to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore according to the Rashba, says the Aruch Haner, that's the only situation that Gemara must have meant when it talks about Yilokeh, maybe you should get malchus. The Torah then argues with the Rashba, and he says something very interesting. He says, Rashba, you've got it wrong. You can't say that a person who's mevatel mitzvah sasei is considered being oivah and baal tigra, because we've got that problem of according to Manda Omar, lav she'en bo ma'aseh is going to get malchus. We're not going to give a malchus to somebody. We don't find any Tana Moira says that. So if I quote here from here, the Minchas Chinuch, what he says over here, in Mitzvah Tofnun Hei, Shiloi Li Groya Mi Mitzvah Satoira. He says, U'Besev V'Turi Evan, V'Rosh Hashanah Shom, Sugya Doloma Toikin V'Choizim V'Toikin, V'Kuntus Avni Miluim, Hisi Gala Rashba, Deloi Shaykh Baal Tigra, K'goyit B'Nitonim B'Matan Arba, Shemekayim HaMitzvah, Im Noisin B'Matan Achas. So the Torah Evan says, do you know what? Do you know when you're actually over in Baal Tigra? You're not over in Baal Tigra when a person doesn't perform a mitzvah. That's the Rashba. I disagree with that. You're not even over Baal Tigra if a person only takes three tzitzios instead of four. You haven't done the mitzvah at all. It's as if you've been mevatel the mitzvah completely. That's not over Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra means, the Beis Halevi also explains this in the Shuvah, that a person actually starts up a mitzvah, but he's megareya. He reduces. He doesn't do the full mitzvah. But if a person only does half a mitzvah, and therefore he's performed no mitzvah at all, that's not Baal Tigra. Let me give an example of Tigra. Loi shayach bal Tigra, rak ha goyim benetonim b'matan arba, shem v'kayim ha-mitzim noisim matan achas. There are certain kabonis that you sprinkle the dam once, some four different matonis. Even though that four different matonis, the entire mitzvah is actually four separate matonis. But only one is ma'akiv. So I'll tell you, and he's got a very extreme shitter. He's narrowed down the definition of when you're over Bal Tigra. Kagoyim benitoni b'matan arba mishkayim ha-mitzim noisim matan achas. Al zeh shayach lo Tigra. Da mitzvah ketiknohu litein matan arba. Because you're supposed to do four. You did one, you've done the mitzvah. You started off a mitzvah, you haven't completed it. Avol be'eino oiseo asei klal. But if he doesn't do a mitzvah today at all, that's not Bal Tigra. Or b'dvorim shema'akim ha-mitzvah, when sholosh parashis b'tfilin, a person puts three parashis in the tfilin instead of four. Or sholosh minim b'luluv k'doyme she'ena makayim ha-mitzvah klal. Or shayach bal tigra ayin shom sheherich. Unbelievable. That's not called bal tigra. If a person does three minim shebeluluv, or he does three parashis in the, because you haven't done the mitzvah at all, you're wasting time. You've got tfilin over there with only three parashis. You're only lifting up the lulav, Esrog, and Hadassim. What happened to the robbers? That's not a mitzvah at all. Ayin Shom Sherech, V'yesh Lepalka V'zvorov. The Mincha Chinuch is absolutely astounded by the shitter of the Torah Evan. Ach, maybe Chedibre Rashman V'rorim B'Sifri, U'biyach, because Miyach Olek Ala Sifri, if you look in Rashi, everybody knows. What's Baal Toysif? It says, Hey Parashis B'Tzim. It says, Hey Tzioi. Hey Minim. And then Vechei Lois Sigru, that's the Rashi, it's a very concise Rashi, which quotes from the Sifri. And the opposite case is Lois Sigru, three, rather than four. So it says, Umiyach Loikala Sifri, how dare the Torah Evan argue with the Sifri? The Sifri says, that's examples of Bal Tigra. Just like there's examples of Bal Tosif, to be Moses. In Mechein Bechol Asei, Mevato Oiva Ba'asei, Veloish Asei, Rak. Could we please justify the Rashba, says Menchas Chinuch. We asked against the Rashba before. Do we find a person gets malchus for being over and asay? Actually it is lo sigra. I'll tell you why there's no malchus. Because lo sigra means start, but you haven't finished the mitzvah. Say, oh, kol v'chayim, it's much, much worse if a person doesn't do the mitzvah at all. Say, yes, but. Ein Maltirim and Adin, you can't get Malkus from the Kal V'Chomer. Rashba is not necessarily wrong. It might be that he's over Bal Tigra, but I can tell you why I can't give Malkus. Because Lo Sigra, the Pshat is, don't reduce. You're supposed to do the number, the prescribed format of a mitzvah, don't reduce on the number, three instead of four. I'll tell you why you can't get Malkus. Because you can't say, well, Kal V'Chomer, if I don't do mitzvah at all, I'm going to deserve Malkus. Ein Maltirim and Adin. That's the Rashba Shitta, but the Torah Evan himself says, it seems to be against the Sifri, the example quoted in Rashi, that everybody's familiar with. I've narrowed down a case of Bal Tigra to a case of that Matona Achas instead of Arba Matonis. Quite incredible. I'm going to only do one Matona instead of four. So I've done the mitzvah Ilukuvo. I didn't do the full number. I've reduced from the full number. So I've done the mitzvah to say, but not the full number. That is Bal Tigra. Quite incredible. But the Sifri quite, how do we justify the Torah Evan against the Sifri? Okay, that's the longest, if you call it that. And I was reflecting, you know, we say start the Torah way. I thought it's quite an incredible institution. I thought we could also say start Shuvah the Torah way. How do we do that? We come up to Rosh Hashanah and we've got a chance to do tshuva and we say, we're mamlech Rabbein Shalom on us. Please blow the shofar before us, Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem. I want you to coronate me as a king over you. Somebody said to me that the names of the months don't come in the Torah at all. Elul, a child had a bet with me once in school. And because the child said to me, I said, there's no such month that we, as we know them, come from Bosra, they're not in the Torah. Of course, when it talks about Kol Pesach, I must talk about Nisan, Of course it's there in the prayer. So I said, I'm telling you, I'll give you £10 for any work of year that comes in the prayer. So he came to me the next day with a computer printout and he said, Rabbi Khan, you owe me £280. I found 28 times. So I said, show me. I started getting panicky. So I punched it into the CD-ROM and out came 28 results. He says, look at me, Shavats you've got, Avs you've got. Avs. I said, my dear, Av there means daddy. And Shavat is there, shave it. You won't find any in the Torah. But you will find, there's nothing which is lame or remedial by the right. So somebody said to me, Av, don't relax too much in the summer. Av stands for Elul Bo. Fantastic. So I said to him, I've got one up on you. The Talmud of Truma Sedeshan said the following, Elul doesn't seem to be a Jewish word. So if you look in the Targum, and the Yosuru es Ha'aretz, and the Meravim were instructed to spy out the land, there it says, V'yalalu Yasaro. The Targum of the Yosuru is V'yalalu. The word Elul means to take an introspective tour of your whole inner self, see where you're up to, where you hold in your life. That is the touch of you know, I don't remember if it's London Zoo or if it's somewhere else, but there you've got a full array of animals, dangerous and harmful and harmless, and then there's a cage over there with open on one side, closed on three sides, and it says, welcome to the most dangerous creature in the world. And you're supposed to stand behind the bars and get your friend to take a photo of you. So there's an image of yourself behind bars. They consider man to be the most dangerous creature on earth, which if man doesn't harness his kochas Hashem gave him properly, then his taka is terrible. It's a real danger. I said, lahavdil elef, a million of dollars, ask Klal Yisrael. You know, we got Klal Yisrael, we believe that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. So it's the anniversary of the world's creation. In fact, the world was created in Kafe Elul, on the 25th of Elul. So the actual day of Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of that first Friday, Yom HaShishi, the day that Rabbeinu Shem created man. We're not the most dangerous creature on earth. We use the kochos that Rabbeinu Shem gives us, and we come close to Rabbeinu Shem. We are the most wonderful creation on earth. We're the most sophisticated. Most is expected from us. Should we say that we're the jewel in Hashem's crown? Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. It says Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom HaShishi. What's so special about man? What's so special about Rosh Hashanah being the anniversary of that Yom Shishi? Yom HaShishi. Hashem was so excited to give us the Torah, which he actually created, Torah, Tshuva, and Mabon, it's one of the things he created before he created the world, that the Rabban Shalom already called it Yom HaShishi. I'm anticipating giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael on the 6th of Sivan. I am so looking forward to that. I'm already calling the 6th day of creation Yom HaShishi, because I'm looking forward to the 6th day. Why do I say this? How are we going to come closer to Rabban Shalom? You know, if you love someone, you show an interest in what interests them. Husband and wife, it could be friends. If we have a common interest, if I respect that which interests you, Rabban's sole interest in this world is Dalad Amishan Halacha. When a person does an Avera, he distances himself from the Rabban Rahman Hassan. So a person wants to do tshuva, he comes close to the Rabban Shalom and says, V'shalta ad Hashem Elokecha, how am I going to get close to the Rabban Shalom? Let me use the tools that Hashem gives me. Rossi, Yitzhar Abbasi, Torah Tavlin. Let me use that medium through which Hashem's favorite thing in this world is Yom HaShishi. Hashem was anticipating already then, let me use that Torah to get closer to Rabban Shalom. It says, Hashiveinu Avinu Rishar Esecho, Korveinu Malkinu Labo Esecho, Bachazreinu B'tshuva Shleimo Lefanecho. Interesting, you've got Tshuva Shleimo before Slachlonu, fine. You could have a whole paragraph devoted to Tshuva Shleimo Lefanecho, please Rabban Shalom, I yearn to do Tshuva and to come close to you. It starts off Hashiveinu Avinu Rishar Esecho. It seems a prerequisite, the right medium, the right way, the conduit to getting close to Rabban Shalom, and doing Tshuva seems to be through Torah. Then a man can change. Real tshuva means real change. The very same Gemara I was quoting before, and that Tezayin on the base, top of the on base, just after Torah Timurim, It says over there, Mereshis Hashana Va'ad Achris Shana. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, Hashem's eyes, especially for the world, especially in Israel, Mereshis Hashana Va'ad Achris Shana, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. If I translate it exactly with precision, Mereshis Hashana from the beginning of the year Va'ad Achris Shana until the end of the year. That's a bit strange. Hashem's eyes are closely guarding us, says the Satmar of the fantastic Vorus. He says, you want to change? You take upon yourself every Rosh Hashanah that this year is going to be Hashanah of the year. Never by the end of the year, a person, no, it's just another year. So a person's got to take upon himself, I really want to make a change. I want to come close to the Rabbanu Shalom. I really want to do Tshuva, start Tshuva the Torah way. That is the medium through which I want to do Tshuva. That's the way I want to come closer to Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbi Yaakov Galitsky has got a fantastic story. He talks about a French professor who used to give his lectures every day on his magnetohydrodynamic, whatever it was, and to a packed auditorium. And one day he was a bit lazy. He thought, I'm not bothering to come in tomorrow and to give my lecture. So instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to record my lecture on tape, and I'm going to get my teacher's pet, and he's going to set up my tape recorder on the stage in the auditorium, and we're going to, my tape recorder is going to give a lecture for me. And so he recorded it really quietly in his house without any disturbance, and he had his friend bring it to the auditorium stage. The next day he was so curious to what it would look like when he would give his lecture via tape recorder, that he crept behind the curtains on the stage to see what it would look like, you know, all these pupils listening to his wonderful lecture on the tape. He couldn't believe what he saw. It leaked his idea. There were about 300 tape recorders there, all pressed on the record button. You know, so this man had information to impart, right? This man had a fantastic lectures, however, hasn't it? But it's cold, it's divorced from the person. It's about secular studies, knowledge of the world, wherever it was he was lecturing in. He said, I want to come close to Rabbanu Shalom. How am I going to do that? I've got to be completely saturated in learning. Learning's got to be married to me. I can't be divorced. It's not just a secular, it's not just an intellectual something. I've got to be part of it. Rabbanu Shalom says, you're coming closer, I'm going to come closer to you. One of the reasons, 10 reasons Rabbi Sadi Gaon gives us here, shows us, to remind us of Har Sinai. We made a pledge at Har Sinai that Nasa v'Nishma, we want to be part of your Torah. We take upon ourselves to subjugate ourselves to your will and to keep the Torah. Ani l'doidi, and of course v'doidi li, that's Elul. We're talking about the mother, the significance of the word Elul before. Ani l'doidi, I show, I'm to my beloved. I want to do that favorite thing that Rabbanu Shalom has in this world. Arba Am Shalach, and of course v'doidi li, of course Rabbanu Shalom is going to do, is going to come closer to me. The Pittsburgh Rov said, if you look in Asher Yotzah, says, you know, if the workings of the body weren't working correctly, it says, E'ef Shalis Kaim V'lamad L'Avanecha, you couldn't stand, and God, Afidu Shoachat, you couldn't stand before the Rabbanu Shalom even for a moment. Pittsburgh Rov says, just let's leave out the E'ef Shal. Elul is Efsha L'amad L'Skaim L'Avanecha. Aleph L'amad Vav L'amad. Efsha L'amad. If you've got the right approach, if you say, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to come close, I want to come saturated in learning Torah, I want to come close to you, I want to involve myself with Torah, then Efshal is Kaim V'Lamad L'Fanecha, and Yitzh Hashem, we are able to stand, dare to stand, and exist and stand before you, Rabbanu Shalom. K'siv Achsin V'Toyva. Thank you very much.